I think it's on, is that? Is that thing on? I think we really need it. Alright, you guys go back anyway. Is that thing on? No comment. I really miss the old first floor room on Sundays. It was much more cozy. Sugya. Is it too loud? Is it okay now? Is it right?
Yeah,
yes. Okay, good. We're about to begin a new sugya on the bottom of Tessa and Aleph. So, two lines on the bottom of Omar Jutra. The Toyn, the Omar Lace, the Trey Sade, the Sudele, the Darbe, the Plus Shum, the Yam, the Mamu, the Lelia, the Hadose Taina. That's the end of the sugya. That's it. So, just to be translated literally, Omar Jutra tells us, if he tainas, so that is already the beginning of the problem, the sugya. This is what we call the age-old what?
Dangling
something or other. I don't know, modifier thing. Okay, e-toim. Who is toim? How many different possible people could be toim that Marzutra is talking about? So I can think of at least three different people who Marzutra may be referring to who are advancing this taina. One is possibly the maksik, one is possibly the ma'arer, and one is possibly who? Okay, maybe Bezin, why not? Four possibilities. The eighth, right? I don't know. Anyone can be talking. I have no idea who's talking over here. That's the first issue with what Mazurka says. We have to identify who's doing the talking. Once we've identified who's doing the talking, then we have to figure out what in the world they're saying. So they're saying as follows: Leisu Treisade Las Udelei, Yadarbe Plus Shadevi Mongolelia. Let two Aidim come who have lived there in the daytime and the nighttime, which is a little bit strange because that's what we're talking about up until now. And so what is Mazutra adding? And whatever these people tie, that's Tanose Taina. That's a valid Taina. So of course, it's Sisri Torah. Just reading Mazutra's statements go in so many different ways. So we really have to analyze who exactly is doing the talking over here, what exactly is the Taina, and what exactly is Mazutra driving at. But there's another basic fundamental problem. It's the textual shot, the textual problem in the sugya, which led to such a major Mahakasi Rishonim. Not only are we not sure who's talking, and not only are we not sure what they're saying, we're not even sure which point of the Gemara they're addressing, because there are two different points, two different sugyas that have converged together in our sugya. So let's not forget what the main sugya is. What are we really talking about on Tessa Nav? Why have we been talking about Negev and Dover for the last week? We're not learning Sanhedrin. So why are we talking about Negev and Dover? We're trying to find the case, we're trying to find the Rekibta of Eidus B'yam B'Lelos. That was the original problem, because Rav Huda told us the Cheskes Gimel Shon has to be Ritzufin. So Ritzufin by Batim would mean that the person who's Masik in the Ba'is has to be living there for three consecutive years. Maybe El Mimalayla. So we're knocking our heads against the wall to try to find the case of Ritzufin. So we had the case of the neighbors, we had the case of the Sochrim, and it was the case of the Sochrim that threw us off at the left field, gave us a whole week to talk about the Psula Gebedover. So maybe Mazutra is going back to the main thrust of the Sukya. Maybe Mazutra is giving us some new information about Eidus B'yom Balayla that we should be aware of. Again, we're not sure what he's saying, we're not sure who's talking. But maybe that's where Mazutra is coming from. Or maybe we got it wrong. Maybe Mazutra is not going back to the main thrust of the sugya. Mazutra is not letting us go on the Negev Yedus part. Maybe Mazutra is still, he still hasn't given up. We spent the whole week, he wants us to spend another week on Negev Bedover. Maybe Mazutra is giving us some new information why these Eidim should or should not be called Negev Bedover. So we really don't know where Mazutra is coming from so many different vantage points. We don't know who's talking, we don't know what they're saying, we don't know what problem he's trying to solve. Otherwise, we got the whole sugya down pat. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, as the sugya develops, we'll get a little bit of a better understanding of what Marzutra is all about. And by doing so, there are going to be many, many things that are going to open up for us in terms of Cheskes Gimel Shonim. And believe it or not, Rav Yevadov is still going to come back to haunt us. So we have a few things that are going to develop just in terms of understanding what the Peshav, what Marzutra's thrust is all about. So come to the Rashbam. It was a good place to start. Comes to Rashbam and says, what Mazutra is addressing is as follows. V'itoin. Who is the V'itoin? So comes to Rashbam and says, the V'itoin is the Ma'arer. So Mazutra is going back on the original discussion, how the sugya began way before we even entered into the issue of Negev Bedover. Negev Bedover is not the issue, according to Rashbam. Negev Bedover is over, she is over, that was the last week, we're done, made a seum, finished Gemara. But Zutra's going back to square one. We were discussing, before we got sidetracked with Ogebedavar, the idea that you require Eidus B'yom V'Laila. So what does that mean, Eidus B'yom V'Laila? What did we think that meant? Until Zutra enters onto the scene, we thought that meant as follows. Two Eidus walk into Beis and they say, we're going to be made on behalf of the Machzik, that he was living in this house. So Beis Din's immediately going to answer the first word out of Beis Din's mouth. So going to be what? Really? How often were you there? Tell us on the clock. You were there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for 3 years? That's quite an Eidus you have to present to us. So that's what I thought the Din was. Because after all, Rafuna told us that. Rafuna said you need Eidus of Ritzufim. And Ritzufim means Ritzufim. And that's where the Gemara got all the flagging about to try to find who could possibly give Eidus Ritzufim. And they want to go run to the Shivim, run to the Sochim. The only people could have possibly given such an Eidus Ritzufim. So I thought the Beis Din's really going to drill these in. They're going to get them. They're going to make sure that they really say they're full Eidus of 3 years, baby, oh, baby, life. That's what I would have thought. And it's to that that Mazutra is coming and saying, no, we got it wrong. Mazutra say he got it all wrong. If Eidim walk in the Beis Din and they say, we hereby testify that Reuben was living in this house for the last 3 years, that's it. We're Makabal the Eidus. 3 years, very nice, Shani. So I didn't need to finish saying any Yom Valeos. Comes Madrid and says no. Yom Valeos means like this. If the Ma'arer is smart enough to ask for Yom Valeos, the Cheskes Merkava, the guy who's coming to the entire, the guy who's coming to unravel the Machzik's case, if he learned from the Masuch of Tess, if he came to Shiran Sunday, Labor Day weekend, he knows that the din is that you need Yom Valeos, so he has his chus tied in Beis Din to demand that the Eidim give Eidus of Yom Valeos. It calls man that the Machzik doesn't talk, I mean, it calls man that the Ma'ara doesn't demand it, we as Beis Din aren't going to press the Eidim for the information. That's what Mazutra is coming to qualify. So Amma Mazutra now makes a lot of sense. So now we know exactly what's going on. Amma Mazutra. What's Mazutra addressing? He's not addressing the Nogevedov. Nogevedov ended last week, according to the Rashbam. He's addressing the original Hanukkah that you need Eidus B'yom V'Laila. Zot Mazutra, the Itoi, who's the Toi? The Ma'arev, the Amr, and he says, Leisutra, they let these two Eidim come. Leasude Lei, that they saw him Dar B'yom V'Laila. Tanase Taina, that's a valid Taina. That's going to force Beis Din to reinterrogate the Eidim. So we have our standards of asking the Eidim. We just want to get a simple story for them, 3 years, that's it. And only if the Ma'ara demands it, then we're going to accept his demand and force the Eidim to restate their case with much greater detail. That's the Rashbam's ground of Yuma. The Rashbam is not alone in his basic Mahalach of the Gemara. The Rambam pretty much has the same Mahalach as the Rashbam as well. The Rambam is Toiv and Nitad, with one small nuance of a difference. What's the nuance of a difference between the Rambam and the Rashbam? Oh, so whereas the Rashbam is quite clear that the only time the Ma'arer can demand Beis Din to re-question the Eidim is only if the Kevim Gator Tainus Bori, he says it black and white, Tainus repeats also, Tainus Bori, Tainus Vadai. The Rambam says the exact same shot, the Rambam is learning the exact same shot as the Rashbam, but whereas the Rashbam sitting in northern France, they had the Masorah that it's got to be Dafka, Tainus Bori, the Rambam had the same Mahalach and the Gemara, the same Masorah in the Gemara, but he had Tainus Shema. The Rambam says that what the Ma'amir is coming to us and saying is as follows. You know, I learned from the Basa Dachov Tesim Ralph, got up to the Taf Yomi, I came to Shir, I know a little bit about Yom Valelos. I want you guy, you Beis Din, interrogate the Eidim a little bit further. I don't have any reason to believe that the guy was there, not there, beyond that. I really don't know. The Ma'amir says, I know that I've been out of town for the last 3 years. I don't know what's been going on. It could be the Masik who's been there, Yom Valelos. I don't know, but I want to hear from the Eidim. And if the Eidim can't come up with the real story, Yom Valelos, that I'm going to win the field. I'm going to win the house because I have the Chesed Merakama. So it's almost the exact same thing. The same words of the Gemara, the same Abba Mazutra, the same V'itoy, same addressing the issue of Yom Valelos. Everything is the same. Nuance of a difference. Is it a Tainus Bor, is it a Tainus Shem? But the Chari, we have to analyze, understand what is really going on in this Machlek Yisrael Ram and the Rashbam. What should the Halacha be? Forget about what the Rishonim say from it. What would you think the din is? Do you think the Ma'ara has a right to come with a Tainus Shem? Do you think we should insist on a Tainus Bor? What should the din be? So comes the Shach in Cheshen Mishpat, and it's great difficulty with the Shita Sarama. And I'll tell you why, says the Shach. I'll tell you why I have difficulty with the Rambam, says the Shach. Let's go back to the basic Pshat of this Gemara, the Rashbam and the Rambam. We'll get a basically seeing eye in the Gemara that there are two different standards of Eidus. There's the standard of Eidus that the Eidim themselves come and present, which would be okay if the Ma'ari doesn't know Nefilim of Masach of Tess, so we would let the Eidus of just Stam Gimel Shonim with the case of the Mamzer. And then there's a higher level of standard that's going to be, we're going to have to enforce if asked upon, if requested by the Ma'ar, either B'tanis Bad, B'tanis Shema. Comes the Shach and says, there's a basic problem with this Mahalach in the Gemara. This Mahalach, the Rashbam and the Rambam, is basically problematic. You know why it's problematic? Because Tosfos already pointed out it's problematic. Comes to Tosfos in the bottom of Chafetz Amud Aleph and quotes him the Rivon, make sure Rivon, the Pirshei Kutis, Ki lo toy nami, am I lo nishol mehen? Shem enem yedin aleilas, shalom al piyash, look at it. The Bechol Adias anudershin yafeh. The kanami, am I lo nachros, am I sofek? Comes to Rivon and says, I understand. We're a Beis Din here. Where's our Beis Din upstairs, right? They open up a Beis Din upstairs. Their Beis Din's job, so we're told there are Adin rooms there. Let me tell you. There are rooms that say Adin rooms. So, a job of Beis Din is to interrogate Adin. There's a din of Drisha of Akir. All right, so sometimes there are din of Drisha of Akir. There are Isis, there are Bonn, there are Mogra. We're not learning Sanhedrin right now. But suffice to say, Beis Din's job is to get to the truth. They have to ask questions. If they think they don't have a sufficient Adus, so they got to drill the Adin and get, and they can figure out and uncover everything that's possible to be uncovered. So I understand, says the Rebbe. Adin walk into Beis Din, and they say, Reuben was machzik in this house for Gimel Shonim. So we let them go. Just like that. Just scot-free. Let the Adin say, great, okay, good. You were machzik Gimel Shonim, give him back to the house. Then a week later, the Ma'ara comes screaming, wait a second, maybe he wasn't maybe on the level. So Beis Din says, not bad. Why don't we think of that ourselves? What do you mean, why are you thinking of that ourselves? You're good ones. You never learned from Masa Chavtas. So I'm wondering, Shuch, if the Taina of Yom Valelos makes sense, if that's something that is serious and based in, that the Halacha requires the Chesed Yom Shon for Yom Valelos, so it should behoove based in to ask the questions. It should be incumbent upon based in to do the detective work. Well, it's a game here. Based in sitting there with their eyes closed, like tunnel vision. We're looking just what the Adim say. The Adim say, they were there, the Masik was there, Gimel Shonim. So Beis Din says, great, that sounds that's good enough for us. Then when the Ma'ara wakes up 5 minutes later and says, oh, by the way, guys, rabbis, did you ask about your letters? Gee, by golly, we never thought of that. Well, it's ridiculous. But what a shock. Either that's a good time or it's not a good time. It's a good time, and we should initiate it. We should ask the question. Our job is to get to the bottom of the case. When it comes to Balei Din, so the Beis Din doesn't have a job necessarily to interrogate Balei Din. We listen to what they have to say. Sometimes we say Tanina, sometimes we do Tanina, they have Balei Din, sometimes not, getting that Beis. We took a lot of time that last year. But when it comes to Adim, we got to do all the undercover work. There's not undercover, there's overcover. This is just to ask them simple, basic questions. Define your Adis. So what's Pshat in this Rosh Hashanah? What's Pshat in the Rosh Hashanah? So comes to us and says, Mikoyach Chodmeh HaKushya. You have to say very simple. What Pirchi says to us, it's not really a question. Comes tells and says, what if the Adim would walk into Beis Din and say as follows? We hereby made it that Reuben was living in the house for 3 years every day. What about at night? At night we were in the Beis Din. We had lamps lit at night. We were sleeping at night. I have no idea. The Adim say, come on, they come up front. We have no idea whether he was there at night or not. What would the Din be? Comes Tyson says that would be okay. That would be a cheskes gimel shonim. I Rav Huda says you have to be machzik ben biyom ben balayla. So says Tyson says if somebody was machzik biyom, we have no reason to believe he left balayla. We have no reason to believe he packed up all the stuff and left at night. So mistama kalul in the edus of yom is laylos also, even though the edus themselves don't know whether it's true. So says tells us the starting point of the edus is that whenever edim say a guy was machzik gimel yomim. That means Yomim plus Leilos. That's a given. It's not that we have a Leilos of Sofik. Beis Din has a responsibility to be Mefarer Adim, to ask questions when there's a Leilos of Sofik. So if we have a real bona fide Leilos of Sofik, then we can't just close our eyes, just ignore all possibilities. Then we have to really ask and question and interrogate Adim. Tysus, there's no Leilos of Sofik. Proof positive there's no Leilos of Sofik, says Tysus. Even Tysus claims even if Adim themselves would say we don't know about the Leilos, we would still accept their Adim. We would still give it back to their Moxic. Because Yavim equals Yavim Valelos. So comes Tyson and says, now that we just changed this, the starting point is that there's no latest suffering about the Leilos, Kihuzeh, nothing, zero. So now Mazutra is telling us a Chiddush. Mazutra is saying, even though there's no latest suffering, even though we objectively have no reason to believe that the Moxic wasn't there, Valelos, but if the Ma'ara comes in screaming and he says for sure that they weren't there, Valelos, that's already enough to give us a letter of Sofik. It's the Ma'ara's word against against what we thought was true. We thought, we felt that probably Yom was Yom Galelos, because we didn't know to the contrary. But now the Ma'ariv is telling us, that it's not the case, that behooves us to stop to do some interrogation. Then we got to turn around and go back to the Edom and ask them. And if the Edom can't supply that information, then the Max is going to lose. So comes Tyson and says, the very fact that we don't ask the questions on our own pushes us into the corner with this assumption, this Hanoch and the Sugya, that we objectively have no latest of suffering. If we really had a latest of suffering, then we couldn't explain why we're not doing the questioning. That's what Taisa says. So comes the Shach and says, Obazoi, that the Rashbam and the Rambam's Pshat is Munach on the Yisoi, that we objectively have no latest of suffering, that Yom equals Yom Malaylos. So then I understand the Rashbam. When the Rashbam comes and tells us that the Ma'ar is screaming at the top of his lungs, guys, I'm telling you, I was there every single night. I never saw the guy there. It's not true. The Edom don't know the whole picture. It's not true. The guy's coming with the kindness bari. So says the Shach, I understand. The Ma'ar is coming with the kindness bari, with the kindness vadai, to tell us that your Hanocha is wrong. The Yomim in this case doesn't equal Yom Balelos. So then I understand why Tanose Taina, why he has two good legs to stand on. I understand. That's the Chuzas. To reinvestigate the case, re-question the Edom. If the Edom can't be machish the Ma'arer, then the Edom is thrown out the window and the Ma'arer is going to win the Din Torah. So I understand the flow of the Sugya according to the Rashbam. Since we ourselves don't really have anything, we don't know any information, we're assuming that everything is okay until proven otherwise. So when the Ma'arer screams otherwise, that's a time. According to the Rambam, what's the Ma'arer saying? The Ma'arer doesn't know any more than we do. The Ma'arer walks in the bed and says, I know, I have a good hunch that possibly, it's a 50-50 chance for the coin. How do you know? Maybe the Maxi wasn't there, Balelos. We turn around to the Ma'ar and say, go join your friends and jump in the lake. What do you mean? You're not sure. You're not sure. But we are sure. We know for a fact that Yom equals Yom Balelos. We have no reason to believe otherwise. If you would come with the tightest body, then we have to address your timer, then we can't just close up the entire. But you yourself don't have a timer. So you don't have a timer. We don't have the latest of suffering. So Hadra Krishna Dukti, go back to the beginning of the Sugya. So the beginning of the Sugya is Yavam equals Yavam Valelos. So comes the Shach and says it is impossible to understand the Ram Kipshuto. Just to say that the aid there, that the Ma'ar is walking in with a marsh out of nowhere, you're saying, maybe, Kenzai, maybe is Gornish, maybe is nothing. Because we do not have our own latest of suffering. We're positive that we don't ask the aid in the questions ourselves. Yes, Moshe. So what is Pshat in the Rambam? So if the Rambam cannot mean the way it sounds like, what is Pshat in the Rambam? So says the Shach, Metechom Rakushi, what the Rambam must mean is as follows. When the Ma'ar comes and says, maybe the Matzah wasn't there, but the Lelos, it doesn't mean maybe like, I'm just guessing, prove to me he was there, but the Lelos. No, comes the Ma'ar with reason to believe he wasn't there for Lelos. What's his reason to believe that he wasn't there, Balelos? Comes to Ma'ar and says, I popped in sporadically, Balelos. True, I was out of town. True, I was busy. I was looking for some Spanish every night. But every once in a while, I was tired. I came back at 2 in the morning. At 2 in the morning, that one time, I came back at 2 in the morning, talking to Moxie, wasn't there. I looked around. There was no one living in the house. And then a year and a half later, I popped in again. He also wasn't there. Now, says to Ma'ar, listen, I can't tell you for sure he wasn't there all the other day. I don't know. I can't say Shvados, I'm not Shvados, I wasn't there, I'm telling you the truth. The Ma'ar is not lying, he's come to base and listen, this is the information they have in hand, that there were occasions where he wasn't there. So now, since there were occasions that he wasn't there, that's the Shema, that's the Taina of the Ma'ar. Shema, he wasn't there the entire time. Maybe that, but maybe, I have the latest assault, I have reason to believe that maybe he wasn't there. Oh, once you have reason to believe that maybe he wasn't there, that's a whole different ballgame. That is the Chaim Beisdin. You have to do a homework and to go and investigate and interrogate the Edom once again. And it's that Nekuda that the Rashbam disagrees with. The Rashbam says that no, you have to come with documentation, not literal, but with your own in your own mind. You were there every single night and you know Bevados, he was never ever there at night. Hol Chazaka was a sham, Hol Chazaka, he was there 9 to 5 and he knows that I come back to the house at night and every time 5 o'clock he's out the door. So you have to come to Teres Vada. Anything short of Tainus Vada that he would never show up for 3 years at night is going to be ignored by Beis Din. So comes the Shach, basically, and watered down the Rambam's Tainus Shema. Comes the Shach and says, the Rambam could not mean Shema just maybe, could be. Shema means that it's not a bari on the entire picture, but there's enough of a reason for the Ma'ara to believe that maybe something fishy is going on. So Kabbalah, no matter how you slice it, whether you take the Shach's reading of the Rambam, whether you take the Rambam Kipshuto, the Rambam and the Rishbam are the same Shach, fundamentally the same Shach of the Gemara, that Rav Sutra is not addressing the Negibe Eidus, that Sugi was open Thursday. They're addressing the original requirement of Cheskes Yimushan of Yom Vavaylos. The towing of Rav Sutra is the Ma'arer, and we know exactly what he's timing.
Once the Ma'arer knows that he wasn't there for one night, isn't that a tennis story that he wasn't there?
Is that a full three years? Yeah. That's what the Shach is saying. That's what the Rambam meant when he used the Lashon of Shema.
It's not really Shema. It's
Shema. You weren't there all the other nights. We let him just time it at one thing. That's what he's saying. Yeah. So this is the first Tradigma. So comes Tosfos and quotes it in Ta'alid Rimshah, the neighbor of Ben Hanan. The Rimshah is a little bit difficult to understand in the Tosfos. It's a little bit unclear. If you look at another Rimshah, we get the picture where Ben Hanan is driving at. Like Gamrei the Rimshah. It is so radically different from Ben Hanan's Rimshah. You've got everybody in the wrong place. So first of all, according to Ben Hanan, Mazutra is not going back to the original discussion of Yomim and Leilos. Mazutra is still nitpicking on what? On the very last of Kimta. He's not letting go of what? He's not letting go of the Negevah Dover Sugya, right? We started out last week by saying that how do we get around the problem of Eidim Yom Valelo? So we said we get the Sochem in there. The Sochem are the best possible Eidim. So first thing, Markasha, they're the best possible, the worst possible Eidim because they're Negevah Dover. Because they have to say it belongs to the Moxer, or else they're going to have to pay the rent to the other guy. The whole story from this. So we came up with an answer. What was the Gemara's answer to get around the Negevah Dover? They haven't paid yet. And then we had the Rishonim asked, what do you need that for? You have Migos, okay, good. That was Thursday, Sugya, Wednesday, Sugya. But the Gemara, just inside the text of the Gemara, the Shachvatar in the Gemara, the last akut in the Gemara was that Hochlam Ayaskina, the only way to get around the Negevah Dover is to say the Eidim haven't paid yet. So it's to that that Mazutra says, no, I got another way. Oh, Mazutra, I got a kinsan, another way to avoid the problem of Negevah Dover. How do you do that? So the time Yama Laysa Traysade, let the person come and taina. Who's taining now according to Ben Chanan's Pshat? We're trying to defend the Eidim. We're trying to make these Eidim kosher. We just threw the tablet and then we called them Psulim, we called them Negev Adav, our Kolzman, they paid the rent. So Mazutra's trying to resurrect on Rechias and Mason, back to his Eidim, and say no. The Machzik can taina something to salvage the Eidim. What can the Machzik taina to salvage the Eidim? The Machzik says, what in the world is this taina? How could the machzik salvage the Eidim? So Ben Hanan says, very simple. The Eidim moved out already. It's already 3.5 years later. The Eidim moved out. They're not tenants anymore. That solves the Negev Adover. How does that solve the Negev Adover? Very simple. What was the Negev Adover? What was the incentive? What was forcing the Eidim in a sense to be made on behalf of the machzik? Because if you don't lay it on behalf of the Mafsik, what's going to happen to you? If the Mafsik loses the field, loses the house, what's going to happen? Yeah. You're going to have to pay rent to the Ma'ara. What do you mean you're going to have to pay rent to the Ma'ara? That's assuming that the Ma'ara has some kind of a claim on them, that they have to pay him rent. So Bishlama, we thought that the guys are still living in the house, so now they're living in the house. The Mamish, they're caught red-handed living in the house. Everybody knows they've been living in the house for the last 3 years, and they're still there. So they got to pay rent to somebody. They got to pay either to the Machzik or the Ma'aris or the Gavalt. They panic and they run to the Beis Din and say, oh, it's the Machzik's house because we paid for the last 3 years. Because they know in the back of their mind they paid the Machzik for the last 3 years. That's what was the Negevah Dover. So Rav Ben Hanan, what if the Eidim aren't here? They already moved. They're not here anymore. They went to Puerto Rico for the last 6 months. They're not here anymore. So when the Ma'aris comes to the Din Torah and says to them, guys, pay me rent. You've been living in my house for 3 years. What are they going to say? What? They're going to say, I don't know who you are. Lo, what are they going to say? Well, Dairi Shomei Olam. We were never there. I don't know who you are. What do we call it, everybody say? Three letters. Amigo. Remember, what can knock out a psul of Negevah Dover? The famous cloud that can knock out a psul of Negevah Dover is a what? A famous amigo, right? Everybody knows that amigo. Except because Rosh. Everyone knows that amigo can knock out a psul of Negevah Dover. How does that work? That was Wednesday and Thursday this year. Don't forget we spoke about 2 days ago. But Lamais, at the end of the day, condition of Gimel, if it's a real bona fide Migo can unravel the Psalm of Gebedover. The only problem was that in our Sugya, we didn't have a good Migo. We didn't have a good Migo because Taisa said it's not a good Migo. Why isn't it a good Migo? Remember, no, Guru Lev, it's my status, it's a Migo, they're afraid to say it, and they're about, it's a bad Migo, because how could they say they paid this guy and the other guy? Yeah, bad Migo, they got problems for us, they got bad Migos, just the Migos just aren't working. This is an unbelievable Migo. I come up to a guy and I say, hey, what are you doing? Why didn't you pay me rent? I don't know who you are. I never met you before. I don't live in your house. If they're living there, they're caught red-handed, the mamash, we walk in vision, barges in, they break down the door, and the guys are sleeping there. It's okay. They got a lot of explaining to do. They got to pay somebody rent. But if the guys are renting here in Puerto Rico for the last 6 months, so there's no time against the mechlal. If there's no time against the mechlal, so ein mechlal, latem negeh, go to mizu. So now, Zokter ben Chanan, I understand where the machzik is coming from. The machzik, we say to the machzik, goyim. Don't bring the Edom who are living there. Wait a few weeks until the Edom are not living there anymore. There's no time against them. So if the machzik is smart enough to realize that cheshbon, he told the Omer Leisa Treisade means let two Edom who have already lived there, they already finished living there last Sunday, like the Darbe, plus showing up, that's the time. So the Rabbi Nachmanal's Pshat is radically different than the Rashbam and the Rambam in so many different ways. It's different because it's got the wrong person talking, different person talking. According to the Rashbam and the Rambam, it's the Ma'ara talking. According to the Rechanal, it's the Machzik talking. According to the Rashbam and the Rambam, Masuch is going back at the beginning of Rafuna's discussion as to how you create your Eidos of Yom Balelos. What's a good time? What's not a good time for Yom Balelos? According to Ben Chananel, Marzutra is not even addressing that. He's just addressing the technical detail of can we find an Eidi Shlomo to avoid the Nagebedah? Huh? Very, very different shot.
I'm not really sure how does the Migo work if, even if they're done living there, why can't the Ma'ariya say, this belonged to me, and you're admitting to having lived there? I mean, they're coming to Bezim and saying, well,
Wait. You're asking the following question. You're asking, wait a second. What do you mean that they could have said they didn't live there altogether? Well, you mean to ask it like this. But they're coming to Bezim to be naked that they lived there to be machzik to fill the house for the machzik. So what do you mean? What kind of game is that? Maybe they could have said they didn't live there. If they didn't live there, then what? Then the machzik has what?
Doesn't
have a chazaka, right? That's a kasha. You hear the kasha he's asking? That's a bomb kasha. That the whole thrust of Ben Chanan's pshat is that believe these Edom who used to live there because Migo, they could have said they didn't live there altogether. Migo, they could have said they didn't live there altogether. Then what? Then what are they doing here for? Why did they come from Puerto Rico to be made for? The whole purpose was to be made that it belongs to the Mahzik. So you know who's Doicher Ben Chanan's pshat because of that kasha? The Torah. The Torah quotes Ben Chanan and says, V'lam Milsi. It can't be. What kind of amigo is that? It's a joke of amigo. They say it works on a kasha. A good kasha. Maybe a good kasha. So the Vesyasi says that these Edim don't have to say that they live there. What could they also say? That somebody else lived there. They don't have to tell us that they lived there in order for their Edim to be good. They could also, they have amigo that could have been made. Somebody else lived there. And if they would have been made, somebody else lived there, the Ma'ara wouldn't have a din dar against them. So they're back to square one, they're no longer going to give it up. Yeah.
You're allowed to bring Eidos and not to say the specifics of who lived there, they can say.
No, of course they're going to say it. But my answer is they're saying it. The question is, are they no give it up? So if we could figure out an eight that they could have said something else, according to Rabbi Nachman's Pshat, Marzutra is just trying to bump off the of no give it up. That's all he's trying to do. He's trying to do the same as Tosas tried to do. Tosas has the kasha. On Thursday, people has got a Migo. Migo knocks off the Gibbon. So Tosas Migo failed miserably. So Ben Chanan was trying to resurrect a different kind of Migo and claiming that's what it was.
And the Torah then says it's not a good Migo. And the base also says.
He's trying to still defend that he can still revamp the Migo.
Right.
How are they testifying? How do they know that they lived there night and day?
Although that was originally. The Dorim always know that. I mean, that was the original kasha of the Gemara. We need Edom beyond the Lila. So the Gemara says, if I rented a house, so I know I was there for the last 3 years.
They rented the house. They weren't the ones living there.
No, I'm saying, oh, you mean, what's the Migo? Migo, they could have said that they saw somebody else living there for 3 years, beyond the Lila. So the Beis Yosef is just trying to slug up the Torah's Kasha, which is slug up the Ben Chanan. Too much slug up, I'm getting confused. Okay? So Rabbi Sai, Beis Yosef is in Sim Kuf Mem. On the when the Torah quotes this, the Torah quotes this from Ben Chanan, and Beis Yosef is trying to do that. Yeah. No, they're saying that somebody else rented it from the Machzik. Instead of saying they rented it, somebody else rented it. Okay, good. So, Pasuk. So, everybody says, We have two very, very different pshatim in the Gemara. We have the Rashbam and the Rambam's pshat, which is the Ma'ariv speaking fundamentally in the words of Mazutra. We have the Rabbeinu Chanan's pshat, which is fundamentally the Machzik speaking in the words of Mazutra. Rabbi Say, the bulk of our sugya for the next rest of the Shia today, and hopefully the Monday, hopefully will be a special Shia, but Tuesday, is going to focus neither on the Rashbam and the Rambam's pshat, nor on the Rabbeinu Chanan's pshat. It's going to focus on the third pshat in the Rishonim in our sugya. It's the third pshat in the Rishonim that opens up the most discussion and really touches on a lot of important yesodos that are going to be relevant for some of the things we've already spoken about in terms of again, chesedim, and a variety of other things as well. And this is Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat in the sugya. Rabbeinu Yonah proposes a third pshat in the sugya. In terms of structurally, textually in the Gemara, it's much closer to Rabbeinu Hanano than it is to the Rashbam and the Rambam, but it's radically different from Rabbeinu Hanano in one Nekuda. It's structurally similar to Rabbeinu Hanano, is that we're trying to solve the same problem. We're trying to solve the Nogea problem. Rabbeinu Yonah is not letting us go on the Nogea problem. The Gemara gave an Okimta. How do we get around the problem of Nogea? Mila Yaskina, the Nekiti Agabesa. They haven't paid the rent yet. So comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, Mazutra is trying to solve the same problem that Rabbeinu Hanan's Mazutra is trying to solve. I'm going to create a new scenario that they didn't know till now, of even though they paid the rent, it's not a Nogea B'dama. There's no problem with Nogea B'dama. What's the scenario, says Rabbeinu Yonah? The Machzik is very smart. The Machzik sees this all coming. He learned Chesivat already. He sees exactly what's going to happen. He knows he's got two Edim who are going to come in, who he's rented out the house to for the last 3 years. He wants them to come to be made in Beis Din to say that they lived there, Ben Viyom Ben Malayla. But he knows what's the next move. He's a good chess player. What's going to be the next move? The Ma'ara is going to turn around and say, what do you mean you're going to be made in? You're what? You're going to give it over. You have to say that it belongs to the Machzik, because otherwise you're going to have to pay me the rent. So what does the Machzik do? What's the stunt of the Machzik, according to Rabbeinu Yonah? What? The best... Where's the phrase go? The best defense is a good offense. That's the side. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Mazushra is telling the Machzik, in a sense, not telling the Machzik what to do, but telling us if the Machzik figures this out on his own, he can jump the gun on the Ma'ara. The Ma'ara hasn't showed up in Beis Din yet. The Ma'ara is still out and on his trip somewhere. He hasn't come back, but the Machzik knows he's coming. He realizes he's around the corner, and he knows right away, as soon as he brings in the agent to be made, the Yom Pa'ayla, the Ma'ara is going to realize right away, you know, give a number, you know, good. What does he do? He tells the Edim, come and be made for me before there's a Ma'arah here. Azen sitting here, three Rabbanim sitting and listening. There's no one in the Ma'arah box yet. There's only a Machzik, and there are two Edim standing in front of him. There is no Ma'arah. What is the purpose of the two Edim? Two Edim come and say, by the way, we'd like to be made. There's no Dintar yet, because there's no other Baldor. It's okay. We like to come to the Beis Din. We want to give Beis Din the following information. We lived in this house. Bein Beyom Bein Beleim. They got the words out of them. Bein Beyom Beleim. Now, Beis Din quickly listens to that. That's nice. You have two Eidim who say we lived in the house. Bein Beyom Bein Beleim. And the Eidim say, yeah, we paid the rent. The Machzik and Shoyim, the Baldik. So Beis Din says, that sounds like a good story. Sounds like an honest story. We have no reason to question your Eidim. Why? They have no incentive to say anything else. Because what? There's the Ma'arah here. There is no other possible person to be telling the Maschiras. So there's no Ma'arah, there's no other person, so there's nothing forcing them right now to be made on behalf of the Machzik. Now the world collapses. Why? 20 seconds later, the Ma'arah comes huffing and puffing in, and he says, you rats, you guys, you were made on behalf, I wasn't even here, you guys were made, that the Machzik is the right floor, now you guys are no gay of the door. So Beis Din says, but Tmilos, Beis Din says, listen, I'm very sorry, Mr. Ma'arer, but at the time when we were Makabal the Aedis, we paskined up in the favor of the Machzik, because after all, they were Kosher Aedim at the time, Apishnai Aedim Yachum Dover, they weren't no Gebe Dover yet. Now you're going to tell us they weren't no Gebe Dover. That's not no Gebe Dover, doesn't work like that. If you're not in a given of Rishasa Gavis Eidus, the fact that even though in our heart and hearts, Beisdin slaughtered, Beisdin knows what's going on, they also look at about him. Beisdin realizes this stunt, but if Rishasa Maisa, a maid, the Kashrus, you can't disqualify an aid because something's going to happen in the future. Something may come, should come, will come. Gemara says in Yavamas, the Gemara calls from Sefer Ben Sira. Ben Sira, we usually know a quote from Ben Sira, one of the Smart Chitzani, but the Gemara quotes it once in a while. So whatever the Gemara quotes, you're allowed to read. So the Gemara quotes from Ben Sira, Gvalik, a word of Chachma. Al tidav dagas mahar. You shouldn't worry about tomorrow. Why shouldn't you worry about tomorrow? Because you may not live till tomorrow. So it would be silly to waste your whole life today worrying about, but you're never going to have to worry about it in the first place. Al tidav dagas mahar. So how does the first song go? Havar. So Beisdin has got to call him like you see him. Right now, they're not in the Gibbadar. Ba'asheh husham. Rosh Hashanah v'dan ba'asheh husham. So right now, the person is kosher li'edus. What's going to happen in 20 seconds? That's not our problem. And therefore, we're going to paskin in favor of the masik, and that's what Mazutra is saying. So that's a whole different twist. So I'm a Mazutra. The Tanyamar, if the masik is smart enough to realize that Leisu traced out the Asudei Bey before, you have to fit into the word a little bit, before the Ma'ira shows up, Tana Seitana. What does Tana Seitana really mean? It really means they do some edus. It means there's a good edus, it's not a psalm again. So again, so structurally, it's the same as Rabbi Chananel. Rabbi Marzut is trying to solve the problem of Negev Dover, but the way he's doing it is fundamentally different. According to Rabbi Chananel, he's falling back on Migo, a concept that we already know is a good way of avoiding. Migo, we already know, could blow up Solo Gibbon. We know that already from Wednesday and Thursday this year. Rabbi Yonah is telling us a whole new Mahalak. He's telling us that there's something else that can remove Negev Dover. If at the time in the Mayid, he's not Negev Dover, the edus is chal, and once it's chal, that's it. It's a done deal. The game is over. At kan divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah. How's the Gemara read? Who's being paid?
The Maxik's been paid. The Maxik's demanding that the Edom come. He wants the Edom to come and quickly be made before the Ma'ara shows up.
He's bringing the Edom, but
right.
What's his taina?
Right. Right. Tain is a little bit funny. Right. Okay. So Adkan Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbi Sari, now we have a work cut out for us. We have to analyze this Rabbeinu Yonah. Is this true? Is this correct what he said? That there is such a halacha, the psalm again. We know a lot about Negev Dover. We spent 2 days talking about Negev Dover. We should be able to answer this question. What's the din in Hilchos psalm Negev Dover? Is this such a halacha? That as long as Bishas Mai says the guy's not in the Gevadov, even though we know Beisdin knows this, because they figured this smarter than the Ma'ar and the Matzah. Beisdin sees he's going to be coming to Gevadov in 5 minutes from now, he can be Makabalatus of a not yet in the Gevadov. What's the din? That's question number one. Number two, isn't there a problem here? Isn't there another problem here? Who knows another problem here? Forget about the Gevadov. Forget about the problem of the Gevadov. There's another very, very real problem of Hosevus here. Isn't this a violation of an ABCs of Hosevus? What's the ABC to say this? In the Kabbalin, Edis, Shalom, Fei Baldin, but Makam Kufi Beis in the Beis. You can't be Makam Edis, Shalom, Fei Baldin. So what kind of game is this? The Maxik is rushing the job to get the Edim in. He's getting the Edim in before the Ma'ar can show up. In Makam Edis, Fei Baldin. The Beis should say, we don't run Din Tires unless there are two people in the boxes. That's not fair. That's problem number two with Rabbi Yehuda. What's problem number three of Rabbeinu Yonah? So we have Chiddush number one of Rabbeinu Yonah. Problem one is, who said this is true, that Negev Adov is not Negev Adov unless he is Bishas Maisa? Number two, it's a technical problem of Emakam and Eishlom from Baldin. I have a third problem, not a technical problem, just a basic problem. There's something that should be eating away at every person here. It's a marvelous midosol. Midvar Sheker. This is Ein Lecha Shekher Gvar Mizo. This is Mamash a game. Beisdin's in job of playing a game like this. In our heart of hearts, we know that in 5 minutes, forget about the technical fact that it's a psalm again, you're a psalm again. No, no. Beisdin doesn't see what's happening here. In 2 seconds from now, the Ma'ar is going to be here, and then the Max is not going to have a leg to stand on. So we jump the gun, we tell him, get here before 9 o'clock. We told the Ma'ar to be here at 9, but you come at 5 to 9. Come and be bringing your Edom at 5 to 9 before Seder starts, and you get in the first word, and then we're going to accept, and that's it, and Shalom Yisrael. This is ridiculous. This is how we run the Dinei Torah. This is not the greatest Sheker of all time. Of all time.
Is that the same with the first one? What was the first
one? No, the first one was a technical. Isn't that a din of tzeitus? That how do you know that if a guy's going to become possible in 5 minutes, we don't have to worry about that? That's a technical of tzeitus problem. So forget about it. So I'm getting over the technicality of tzeitus. Isn't this a problem of sheker? So we don't understand Rabbi Yehuda. This is a very, very disturbing, very problematic Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi said, we got to work it out for us. Let's begin with the first problem. Rabbi Yehuda told us a din. Forget about, let's put our midas emes with such midas emes, and we can't even deal with this, Rabbi Yehuda. Let's put that our kinah for emes on the side for a minute. Not to ever really put it on the side, but just for the purpose of asking you. Well, think like a Ramoy for a minute. Isn't this a halachic problem? What's the din of Hilchos Eidus? What is the halacha tafel? Hilchos Nagebi Eidus. Is Nagebi Eidus determined by the moment, by Shio Sham? But does Beis Din have to look to the future to see, will there be a Nagia in the future? If there'll be a Nagia in the future, that's also called the Nagebi Dabba. What's the din of Hilchos Nagebi Dabba? So that already we have a Marmachum for. What's the Marmachum? What? What's the Marmachum, as I say? We have a Tosis. We have a Tosis. We already discussed this Tosis. We already discussed this again. Mem Dalam Abayis. Back to the basics. Mem Dalam Abayis, the bottom. Kuf Amar Rabban Bar Shmuel Mishmin Dishmuel. Moich Hassan Machaveir Shlom Yechrayis. Don't remember that again? Don't remember. We spoke about when we started the David Dover. Remember? We started to discuss this. Moich Hassan Machaveir Shlom Yechrayis. They made all that. Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah.
Lo Barosh Shem Lo Yishalem. Dur Magashin. Right? Okay, so what happened? So I sell you a field. Shalom Yechrayis. The question is, can I go ahead and be made that you're the rightful owner? Because somebody's coming, Reuben's coming now to grab that field away from you. I sell the entire field, Shalom Yechrayis. I have no responsibility for the field, but taken away, not my problem. Reuben's coming and grabbing the field away. Can I go to Beis Din and be made on behalf of Reuben? I'm sorry, on behalf of Itai. Can I do that or not? So, l'chora, I can. Because what do I have to gain? Shalom Yechrayis anyway. Segumah says, no, I can't. Because I have an incentive to be made that Itai is the real owner of the field. Why do I have an incentive? Because when Avi comes 6 months later, Avi, who I lent money to 10 years ago, I wanted to have someone to be driven from. So it's good for me. It's in my self-interest that field that I sold Itai really was my field. That will enable Avi to pick it. That's what to take it to collect. That's called Beishon Mitzvah Great Bal Chayim. So if you are down to a technical nitty-gritty question, what's the case? Take it down. It is the Yara Chavise. If I have other land, so then, obviously, I'm going to go off to Itai anyway. It's going to come after me. So what's the Negev Adama? In the lace, the Arachav, if I don't have any other land, so he's not coming to me anyway. So think of a Chama out of the picture. So the Gemara answered, your eye, help on my skin on, that it's still Mamid of Nebal Chalibah, because I want to have my reputation, Leib Rosh of Leishalim. We spoke about this, everyone remembers? From last week? Okay, good. So I want to focus it on one line of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, what's the case again? The Gemara said, if I have other land, there's no Negev Adama. It doesn't, it's Lamal's familiar to me whether Itai gets the land, because Avi's coming to me anyway. If I don't have any other land, my nafkalamina, he's not going to collect anyway. He's not going to collect from me. So what do I care? I have nothing to gain, nothing to lose. Stop, penalty marker down on the case. No? What's the problem, I say? What does that line of the Gemara mean? In the lace they are chavisim and nafkalamina. They have nothing to gain by Itai having the land. It doesn't bother me when Itai has the land. Why? If Itai has the land, so Avi will collect the land from Itai and Shoy. If Itai doesn't have the land, so Avi won't collect the land from Itai, but he's not coming back to me anyway. Why is he not coming back to me? Because I don't have any land, right? So the Mamon of Shach, that was the Gemara's kasha. Itai lays the Arach HaRisei, if I don't have any other land, my nafkamina, what do I care? The Mamon of Shach, let me be made that Itai owns the land. It doesn't matter. I have nothing to gain. Even if he doesn't own the land, I have nothing to gain. What's the kasha, Rosef?
He gets rich.
Who's going to get rich? I'm going to get rich. I have a tremendous incentive to be made that Itai owns the land. Why? Because if Itai truly owns the land, if he's the rightful owner of the land, Avi's going to collect that land from him, and then in 20 years from now, he's not going to pester me to pay back the chov. But if Itai doesn't own the land, it turns out Reuven walks away with the land, Itai still got a shtar chov against me, so right now I have no property to pay back, so I'm laughing, I couldn't care less. What's going to happen? I'm going to win the lotto, and Avi's going to come to me in 20 years and say, okay, good. No, pay up. So what did the Gemara mean with that question? It delays the Acharise. Everyone understand the case? A little complicated. Everyone with us? No? So again, what does the Gemara mean in that one line? If I have no other land, what do I stand to gain by having Itai with? I stand a lot to gain. Maybe I'll get rich. Maybe. So who addresses this kasha? Tais addresses this kasha. So Frek Tais the kasha, what do you mean? The guy may win the lotto. Tema, Venafka Mina Shiva, Sasher. Zaptai says, Bishema Bishvil Kain, Ain't the post on the Avis, give the Hashkel Mamaviach Midi. What did Tais just say? In one fell swoop? Tais said, Bachara, the answer is, Ain, Mavazdin, Elam Kemik Shaita. Right now, he's not going to give it to him. Right now, I'm not going to give it to him. It could be in 20 years from now, I'll get rich, and then it'll turn out, Ibrahim Milsar is going to give it to him. Bezdin doesn't ask him to give it to him based on things in the future. Bezdin has to size up the Nagiyas right now. If right now it appears to be a Nagiyah, then it's a problem. If right now there's no Nagiyah, then it's Mutter. That's what Taisa said as a writer from this Gemara. Taisa said it, but Taisa didn't say it. What word did Taisa say? Shema. See, Tisus was bothered with it. They weren't convinced it was true. Sounds that way, but even Tisus themselves weren't convinced it's true. But Lechora, what Tisus wasn't convinced, but was knighted, kenzined, it sounds like it was Gemara, that's Rabbeinu Yonah said in Arsugi. Rabbeinu Yonah said it. Rabbeinu Yonah said that a Negev Adover is not called a Negev Adover unless you're Negev Shasmaisa, and that's what Mazutra meant. Wow, so Rabbi Yonah was just Mechadish, it didn't get right, it's a Negev Adover. I never would have noticed in a million years that a Negev Adover has to be sized up, mamish, right now. If there's a Negi in the future, it doesn't bother me. Negi in the future, don't concern me. So Rabbi Yonah saw that in our Gemara. Tosfos never in a million years saw that in our Gemara, because Tosfos held like the Rashbam, Rabbi Yonah, the other Peshatim, but Tosfos saw that in the day, but Rabbi Yonah saw that in Chavtes. See all the Gemara's come back to haunt us. Comes the Ktzos and says, I don't believe it. Says the Ktzos, it can't be true. It just is not true. Ktzos doesn't address the sugya b'vei for our purposes right now, but he does take Rabbeinu Yonah head on. Zap the Ktzos and says, it cannot be. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah meant. And I'll tell you why, says the Ktzos. I'll tell you what Rabbeinu Yonah really did mean. So you have to hang on to see the Ktzos's charifos. What Rabbeinu Yonah really meant, not what we thought he meant. Comes the Ktzos and says, let's go back to last week's Shia. Because remember, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we're still in last week's Shia. We're still in the Psula Gevadah. So the Rishon got an age-old question last week. How come the Sochem and Gevadah are... Typically they have a what? They have a what? Migo. What was the Migo again, Rabbi? I know. You're telling me that the Seicher is in the Geb, but he's got to say that he paid them. Ach, Seicher is going to cost them double. Migo, he could have said what? He paid back what? He paid them an hour. That was Tosis Kasha, Ramban's Kasha. Who remembers the Ramban's answer to the Kasha, the third answer to the Kasha? The Kasha Tosis didn't want to say. Ramban brought in Kedushim of Gimel Beis, Shavuos Heses. Come to the Ramban and said, it would have been a Gevaldik Amigo. But Shavuos Heses kills it for us. Just as it killed the Amigo in Kedushin and Rem Gimel. That was the Ramban's answer. Who remembers Tosfos on Daf Rem Gimel Beis's Kasha on how Shavuos Heses undoes Amigo? He asks Tosfos, why does Shavuos Heses undo Amigo? Let the Adam do what? Take the Shavuos Heses. Right? Let the Edom take the Shavuos Heses, and now the Migo stands out on two legs, and the Migo can undo the Negev Adover. What did Taisa's answer? They can't use a Shavuot to get Edom to speak. Remember? Apishnai made a Gavon, it's Exeris HaKosa. Edom have to stand on their own 2 feet. Remember, it's a four-step process here. It's Chalit for a second. So the Edom are coming and saying they're Edos, the Gemara says they're Negev Adover. Frech, the Rishonim, why did Negev Adover? Migo, they could have said they paid them Ara. So Emphat the Ramban, it's a Shavuos Heses has got a problem. Frek Tosfos, we can undo Shavuos Heses by letting them take the Shavuos Heses. And it's Tosfos that you can't do that because that's a Din Hilchos Seidus. So that was the whole halacha of Ramban in the sugya. Comes the Ktzos and says, let's take it one step further, just in case we didn't have every step. One step further. sounds like chagad, right? Al Chamovitz kills this, who kills that, who kills that. You have to end up at the end with the right thing. So comes the Tzelsim and says, what if I could remove for you the requirement of Shavuot Heses? I could figure out an Eitzah to remove Shavuot Heses. So then what happens? No, if there's no requirement of Shavuot Heses anymore, then what? No, then the Migo comes back to life. If the Migo comes back to life, what gets knocked out? The Negiah gets knocked out. If the Negiah gets knocked out, who's back to stay together and don't defeat? The Eidim, right? The Sechem, right? So we got to go one step past the Gemara Kedushim and Gemara Veis. I have to find you an Eitz. I got to find you a way to get rid of that Shavuot Heses. If I can knock that Shavuot Heses out of the box, then I've salvaged the Migo, which in turn killed the Negiah, which in turn salvages the Eidim. How am I going to do that? Very simple, Sir Tzitzit. Very, very simple. Elementary, my dear Watson. Very simple. What is it? No. Get rid of the Ma'arer. If there's no Ma'arer, then there's no what? No Shavuot Heses. Who's the Mechayiv of the Shavuot Heses? The Ma'arer. The Ma'arer is the one who's being Mechayiv of the Shavuot Heses. If he's not here, then there's no Shavuot Heses. So that's what the Bnei Yoyim meant. The Bnei Yoyim meant in our sugya, where the person really shouldn't be the Gevedover in the first place because he's got a Migo on his side. The only thing that killed his Migo was the Shavuot Heses. If we can get rid of the Shavuot Heses, then we can save the Migo, which pulls the Negea, which gets the Eidah back into their own two feet. That's what the Heiliger Rabbi Yaina Kizot. That's what Rabbi Yaina meant. Nothing more, nothing less. When Rabbi Yaina said, the Ma'ar is not here, so we misinterpreted that. We thought the Ma'ara is not here. Rabbi Yehuda is saying something. There's no Ma'ara, therefore there's no Psul of Negea right now. So we started to extrapolate into Mishnah Tayyarah that Negea Vedavar doesn't apply because the Ma'ara is not here. It's only Mishnah Bapam of Fiasman. Wrong, wrong, and wrong again, Zaptik Tzais. It's not true. That's not Rabbi Yehuda meant. Rabbi Yehuda meant it didn't protein. I assume there's no Ma'ara here. If there's no Ma'ari here, so there's no Shavuot Heses, Mela Migo kicks it in. Everyone understand the two ways of reading Rabbeinu Yona? So one way is the generalized way that Rabbeinu Yona is saying some wild, crazy thing about Psalm of Yevadav, which he had so many problems with. So he says, no, he's not saying anything. He's just telling us that if you have a Migo, you can bring the Migo back to life. But Pope Shavuot Heses, John Free, who here likes the Ketzes? Likes the Ketzes' trap. Isn't it not a Harif stick of trap? Nobody likes it? Who here understands Zitzais? Who here thinks Zitzais is right? Who here thinks the Mechivas Kavod, the Haley head of Zitzais, is absolutely cannot save? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why he can't save. I love Zitzais. Should be Moichel. He can't save. And I'll tell you why. I need some help. I need two printed out Marvin Kermis. Let us print it out. It'll be on the screen. Can you help me?
Yeah.
I need a tour in Tzchesh and Mishpatzim and Kuf Mem. Can you help me?
Yeah, one second.
This is a fish. Kuf Mem. I'll try to tell you the right sif. I think it's sif ches, but I could be wrong on that. Let me see if you can give me a round sif ches test around there.
This is not broken up into sif, and this could be a little bit different.
It's like a whole Mahalan show. Like this. Oh my goodness. Here it is, guys. Listen to this. He's quoting Rabbeinu Yehuda. Because of Oy, this is quoting from Rabbeinu Yehuda. Shem Yitra the Machzik Bebeis Din Kedem Shiyama Ma'arev, the Idul Yasoichem of Bneem, Shadar Bogim Moshan Lelos, the Fish in Yavu Shivon La'arev, Shiv La Yuva Yasoichem Ksheirim, Kevin Shepar Laschar, Ta'anoso Taina, Velo Habu Nogim the Eidus, Kevin the Lohave Ma'arev Kamon. Okay? See it? Yeah, come up. Kevin lo havin ara kamon. If that is what Rabbi Yonah said, then maybe the test is right. If Kevin lo havin ara kamon, if Rabbi Yonah only said five words, Kevin lo havin ara kamon, you can say either what we thought Rabbi Yonah was saying, that it's din klali, that there's no ma'ari here, therefore it's not called a big game, it's not shas ma'isim, right? Or you can say the razzle dazzle shtickle tarot the ketzais, Kevin lo havin ara kamon. That it means in this case, because of the bar, i.e., that's a cold phrase saying there's no shmos hazas here. You can go either way. You need an next man, Rabbi Yonah. You have that? Elias Rabbi Yonah?
I don't think it was quoted in the Rashba, though, right?
Yeah, but the Rashba didn't quote it right. I need the. Even though he was a Talmud Rabbi Yonah.
It's on the Gemara in Bava Basra?
It's the Perush of Bava Basra, yeah. Elias Rabbi Yonah.
I don't have all of these shown.
Moment of truth has arrived.
Whatever being given. I do not have your being at all.
Okay, everyone run downstairs. You go to the dressing area. Good happen. They have a few. Yes, let me get down a little bit. I'll tell you what it says, and then we'll look it up. Comes from Benioina and says, every word the Torah just quoted, verbatim, Kevin Elohim Ar Kamon. Except he has one line that the Torah didn't quote. You know what his one line was? One line. Kid Isa Besugya de Hamocha Son Lechaber Shlo Bechrais. Adkan de Rabbi Yonah. What does that one line say? He's quoting the sugya mandala to defend what he's saying in Abchav Tess. Rabbi Yonah himself is alluding to, not alluding, he says it to the sugya daf mandala. He's saying, what I'm saying is true because of the Gemara's Yisrael in daf mandala, what Tosfos explains in the Gemara. He doesn't quote Tosfos, but he says, Kedisim mandala, that you see from mandala and beis, that Meicha son of Chavesh Lavech Rayas, that the Psul Nagebedov is determined by Sheo Sham. Only now, we do not look into the future. If the Ketzoyis is right, that Rabbi Yonah wasn't taking a stand on that issue, and Rabbi Yonah held for care that Psul Nogevadov does take into account the future, Rabbi Yonah was only talking in this one quirk of a case because of the Shvos Hesed. Which sugya should he have quoted? He quoted the wrong sugya. Which sugya quoted the wrong Masechta? What should he have quoted? Kedusha Daf Mem Gimel. He should have made allusion to that, the Shvos Hesed. He's quoting as a Raya for his Yisoy, but the Vasa Daf Mem Dalet. That could only mean what we thought the pshat in Rabbi Yonah was. I cannot fault the Hilchos Ketzais. No, I can't fault the Ketzais. Because he's like we are. What? He didn't have Rabbi Yonah. Ketzais didn't have Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah wasn't printed then. He didn't have Rabbi Yonah. What was his version of Rabbi Yonah? The Ketzais' version of Rabbi Yonah was? Not even the Rashba. It was the Torah's version. He's quoting the Torah's version of Rabbi Yonah. He says it befamishly. Look at the Ketzos. The Ketzos says, "Kid the Isa b'Tur b'Shem Rabbi Yonah." The Ketzos was looking at a Tur. He saw those words, "Kevin lo havim ara kamon." He thought you could either say the old pshat, the conventional pshat, or this newfangled pshat. But l'chayra, if you go back to Rabbi Yonah himself, you see befamishly Rabbi Yonah wasn't saying that.
In the Rashba,
he quotes the wrong Gemara.
Yeah.
What does he quote?
He goes to Gemara Mem Vav and Beis about Lokeach Rishon Meir Lokeach.
That's right. It's not the wrong Gemara. It's a similar. It's also a regular Nogeva Dovar, right? In Ochanami. And if you look in the notes in the bottom of the Rashba, they give you the wrong Mar Mokam in that Gemara. They quote you Mem Dalad. That's not the Gemara the Rashba is quoting. The Rashba is quoting a different Gemara. So there's a lot of confusion here. But the bottom line is, the Mechilas Kav and everybody else, the Emes Yeridargo, that Rabbi Yonah is quote. Look at Rabbi Yonah says, don't believe me on this one. Look at Rabbi Yonah, Haborcha Yivcha. If you think the Ketzais is Pshat is right for Rabbi Yonah, it's okay. If you think Abshat is right, so then you're my king. Rabbi said, the Ketzais is a fascinating Pshat in the Gemara. I'm not saying the Ketzais is Pshat is wrong. I'm not saying the Ketzais can't be Pshat in the Gemara. It's an unbelievable Pshat in the Gemara. I mean, it's Rabbi Yonah's Pshat with a twist. It's Rabbi Yonah's basic thrust. Without having to fall back to Rabbi Yonah's unbelievable chiddush, then how can he be machshir a guy if you know in the future he's going to become possible? So the Ketzalos is it Nitam Ha'amer, it's just not Rabbeinu Yonah. So I follow the fourth pshat in the Gemara, I have no problem. I have Rashbam's pshat, I have five pshat. I have the Rashbam, I have the Rambam, I have Rabbeinu Chananel, I have Rabbeinu Yonah, and I have what the Ketzalos claims, but that was Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi said, I want to leave you to think about something over the next 48 hours. Who is conceptually right? What should the din of the Gevedover be? Forget about all the rayas from the Gemara. Just using your own understanding, what should the din of the Gevedover be? Beis Din hears two Edom walking into Beis Din and saying something. Right now there's no Gevedover. The Beis Din looks into the crystal ball and they realize in 5 minutes from now there's going to be a Gevedover. Something's going to be, it's going to, everything's pointing in the direction, it's going to be coming to give it over. Is that kosher or is that possible? Do we say that we're da'an l'fi, a mokhal l'fi is not, in the basin of l'masha, in the bros? That's it, we have to pass it. Right now it's kosher, and the dinter is over. Or do we say, no, the nature of the psul m'gevedover forces us to open up our eyes to the future also. So that which we're convinced, Rabbeinu Yonah held, is kosher edus. The Ketzos was so convinced was possible that he revamped the Horeb Ben Yonah. Tosfos said in Agamar, it sounds like it's okay. The simple reading of Agamar is okay. That goes Oshri. Did I put that goes Oshri in my comments? I don't remember. The goes Oshri says in Agamar, the Vadai. That's the din. The time that I gave it over is only down the field, up the field's man. Tosfos had a Shema. Tosfos was grappling somewhere in the dark. There's got to be another Pshat in the Gemara because they found it so difficult to suggest, to invent such a Pshat. So we have the only two Gemaras that shed any light on this topic is our Gemara, but our Gemara is far from light on the topic because we have half a dozen of the Pshatim. According to the Rashbam's Pshat, the Chalal's Pshat, the Rambam's Pshat, and the our Gemara says nothing about the topic. The only Gemara that we thought we had a Shtickle Rise, remember, Dalai and even Tosis is hemming and warning about, what should it then be conceptually, Rabbi Zayin? What do you think it should depend on? What do you think it should ultimately depend on, Rabbi Zayin? Shouldn't be too hard to figure out. L'chora, in order to understand this question, what do we have to go back to ABCs, to the basics, and ask ourselves, why isn't the Gevedover possible in the first place? If we don't truly understand why the Gevedover is possible, then we can begin to intelligently analyze the Shaila. Should Rabbeinu Yonah be right? Should the Ketzos be right? Should Tosfos be right? Not be right? So who's right in the Shaila? So we may have to bring back everything we know about the Gevedover. We thought we'd better see him. We said, Hadman read in the Gevedover. It's all coming back to us in order to understand this third pshat in the Gemara Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, stop for your mitzvah. Good. Tomorrow, guys, 11 to 12 is a Rosh Hashanah shiur, special shiur or something. And then I'm at the Shema on Tuesday, back to regular 11 to 12 on Tuesday. Hopefully, Tuesday we'll start our lunches, okay? Did you guys, was it announced already? We have our announced on Tuesday. We usually have five. The kids in the room, what we usually do is, usually on Tuesdays, so have lunch with the groups of guys, usually like four or five guys at a time. So we get a little chance to talk a little more casually. So hopefully we'll start with this Tuesday. Yeah, Avi will be in touch. We'll try to get the new guys in first, and then we'll hopefully set up some demos.
Also, next Monday is the pizza party, so it's made of the week, the pizza lunch. So you're able to pay $3 by the mirror room, so we'll get a chance. So.